Thank the Lord.
如果提比留接受耶稣基督做救主
If Tiberius accepted the Lord Jesus as Savior,
他是个罪人
He's a sinner.
义人要因信得生
But the righteous shall live by faith.
我要问弟兄
I want to ask brothers and sisters.
提比留是怎么坐在罗马帝国
How did Tiberius sit on the throne of Rome?
你知道所有坐罗马帝国宝座的人
So all those who are on the throne of the Roman Empire,
他的宝座一定在罗马的
His throne is always in Rome, right?
所以罗马帝国的皇帝应该是在罗马统治全世界的。
So the Roman Emperor should sit on the throne in Rome to rule the world, right?
还十二年之久。
But for 12 years long,
他迷上了意大利附近的小岛。
So he fell in love with a little island in Italy.
那个小岛离开今天 Naples, 那不勒斯不是很远。
It's not too far from Naples.
这是有名的蜜月岛。
So it's a famous honeymoon island.
现在是非常贵的岛，很多年轻人想去。
So very expensive, many young people want to
go. 他要知道这个岛是怎么来的。
So you have to know how where this island.
这个蜜月岛有两千年的历史。
So this honeymoon island has 2,000 years.
这个岛是谁开发出来的
？Who started this?
就是提比留开发出来的。
So Tiberius opened this island.
所以他迷上了这个小岛。
So he loved this little island.
结果。历史告诉我们
So history tells us
他就在这个小岛上
On this island
统治了罗马帝国十二年
So he ruled Rome for 12 years
那你说这个岛一定是迷人的小岛
So this must be a very impressive island
那背后一定是有一段很美丽的故事
There should be a beautiful story behind it, right?
是有一段爱情
There is a love story
这就是许多人所以为的爱
So they think this is love
我们以为他一定有一段我们普通所知道爱情的故事
So we think it's a normal story of love
一点没有错
It's true
他是爱上了一个人
So he did love a person
但这个人不是女的
So, But this was not a woman
这个人是个美男子
So is a handsome man
那因着这个美男子的缘故
But because he was a handsome man
你看见吗从此君王不早朝他就迷恋这个岛就迷恋了十二
So that's why he loved the island for 12 years
明白吗
Do you understand brothers and sisters
这个世界自高自大心不正确
So this world his soul is not right within him
那么到底怎么会有义人
So how can you have a righteous man
很明显的
Very clear
这个不过是例子就是
This is just an example
但这个例子告诉我们是
But this example tells us what
一个身为罗马帝国皇帝
So a Roman emperor
他征服了所有的国家
He conquered the whole world
所有都应该伏在他的脚
All should bow before his feet
明白吗他征服了全世界
So he conquered the whole world
他没有想到他自己被罪恶
Didn't imagine that he was conquered by sin
他十二年之内希望能从罪里面拔出来。
So for 12 years he wanted to be pulled away from sin.
不行。
No, he couldn't do it.
一年不行。
One year couldn't.
两年不行。
Two years he couldn't do it.
十二年。
For 12 years.
他都不能从罪恶里面出来。
He couldn't be pulled away from sin.
所以为什么要给他起名叫耶稣呢
？Why did he give the name Jesus?
为什么主耶稣名叫耶稣呢
？Why is his name Jesus?
是不是他要把他们？把他的百姓从罗马帝国铁蹄下拯救出来。
Is he that to deliver from the hands of the Roman Empire?
不是。
No, brother sister, why?
你不要以为说被罗马奴役的人才是奴隶。
So don't think that only those that are enslaved by the Romans are slaves.
奴隶别人的人也是奴隶。
So to slave the one who enslaves others, he's also a slave.
只有当主耶稣钉十字架。
Only when the Lord Jesus crucified.
你看，你没有义人，连一个也没有。
There's not one righteous, not even one.
现在有个极端的例子。
So there is an extreme example.
如果罗马帝国有一个人是最有威严的
，the one who is the most honorable man in Rome.
每一个人都要向他屈膝的。
So everybody to bow their knees.
每一个人都要说罗西的，都要讲到主。皇帝的时候
have to say Lord Caesar
真的请大家记得
so everybody remember
在这个情形底下
and the such circumstances
他应该所有都伏在他脚上
so all should bow before his feet
连罪都在他脚上
the sin should be under his feet
但是就
是 but brother,
他不能够
he cannot control himself
他不只做了罪的奴隶
he not only became the slave
他不只做了一年的奴隶
not just one year
他做了十二年奴隶
for 12 years he was
他的理智告诉他
So his logic tells him, if he used to be an emperor,
在罗马统治全世界
he has to rule from Rome.
想想看
So think about it.
能够从 Capri 这个岛统治全境12年。
So to rule from Capri for 12 years.
你就知道,
you know that.
这可以把一个人完全不在他的脚下。Sin
can allow anyone to bow completely.
每一个人比罗马的皇帝更高。No
one was higher than the Roman emperor. But brothers and sisters.
他居然做了罪。So
he became the slave to sin.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters.
现在明白,
now you understand.
那个世界是希腊世界。
The world was a Greek world at the time.
那个世界是罗马的世界。
It's the world of the Romans.
在罗马的世界里,
during the Roman world,
在希腊的世界里,
the world of the Greeks,
这些事情不觉得新奇,
you didn't think so much of it.
你看见了,
it's not amazing.
It's
part of their life. This is their world.
但是感谢主,
thank the Lord.
因着我们的主为他们钉在十字架。But
because the Lord Jesus is crucified for them on the cross, you see that.
主要改变这个世界。
The Lord wants to change this world.
主要震动这个世界。
Wants to shake this world.
所以因着这个原因,
so because of this,
不光有罗马帝国2.0的版本,
so now there's only Rome 2.0,
接下去就是罗马帝国3.0的版本,
so then there's Rome 3.0,
那就是到了保罗的时候。
So during the time of Paul,
等到保罗写书信的,
when Paul wrote the epistle,
他自主的书信,
there are four groups. After 5 years,
保罗写了罗马书、加拉太书、林前林后,
Romans, Galatians, 1st and 2nd Corinthians,
那个已经是在尼禄,
so and the, under the rule of Nero,
再过五年,
another 5 years,
他在罗马监狱里面,
so he was in the Roman prison,
那又是尼禄的时候,
still during the time of Nero.
所以保罗大概写提多最后一组书信大概是67年68年。
So the last group of epistles, 67-68, Paul wrote that.
68年尼禄就自杀了。
In 68, Nero committed suicide.
就结束了他的一生。
And it concluded his life.
所以请大家记住。
So brothers and sisters, remember this.
在
in the four groups of epistles,
有三组的书信,
and three of them,
是在罗马帝国3.0的版本之下,
so it was under the rule of Rome version 3.0.
所以在罗马书信里面,
so in the epistles of Rome,
保罗不是劝我们,
so Paul told us,
在上掌权的我们要顺服他,
you ought to submit to those in authority.
在罗马帝国那个时候,
in the Roman Empire at that time,
最高掌权就是尼禄,
the highest one was Nero.
明白吗?
You understand that?
好吧,
okay.
就在那个时候,
at that time,
保罗写了保罗罗马书信,
so he wrote the book of Romans,
也写了加拉太书,
in Galatians,
大家都知道,
the Galatians,
这两卷书,
these two books,
乃是哈巴谷书第2章第4节的注解,
so it's the interpretation of verse 4 of chapter 2.
现在我们要问,
so we want to ask,
保罗如果在那个时候写了罗马书跟加拉太书,
so if Paul wrote Romans and Galatians at that time,
那这个信当然到了罗马教会的手里,
so this probably reached the hand, obviously reached the hand of the Roman church.
那现在我们也会,
so when I ask,
这个罗马书信主要讲什么,
so what does the book of Romans talk about?
你特别注意前面八章,
so especially pay attention to the first 8 chapters.
前面八章可以分成三段,
so first 8 chapters divided into 3 parts.
这个第一段告诉我们一人因信称义,
the first part talks about justification by faith.
第二段告诉我们一人因信称圣,
talks about sanctification by faith.
第三告诉我们一人要因信得荣耀,
third part talks about justification, glorification by faith.
哈巴谷只知道告诉我们一人因信得圣,
so Habakkuk only knows that the righteous will live by faith.
那么这个圣是怎么圣的?
So how will you live by faith?
第一是地位,
first is position.
你有了称义的地位,
you have a position of justified,
你当然就过圣洁的生活,
so you will live a holy life.
Yeah, 你生命就长大,
and then your life will grow up,
就磨成神儿子的形象,
then you will be conformed to the image of his son.
主的基督的荣耀和美丽从你身上就彰显出来,
then the beauty and the glory of Christ will shine through you.
所以从因信称义,
justification by faith,
到因信成圣,
to sanctification by faith,
到因信得荣耀,
to glorification by faith. Brothers and sisters,
这是保罗说的,
this is what Paul said,
这不是我们说的,
this is not what we said.
你明白吗?
You understand that?
现在你读哈巴谷书,
you study Habakkuk,
你知道一人因信得圣,
you only know that justified, the righteous are by faith, you don't know the context,
因为那是主耶稣救恩,
because the salvation of the Lord has not been established.
所以主耶稣为我们挂在十字架,
so the Lord Jesus is crucified for us.
好了,
now the righteous shall live by faith.
那保罗告诉我们是怎么得生,
so So Paul tells us, how do we are we justified?
从称义,
so justification.
到成圣,
to sanctification.
到得荣耀,
to glorification.
所以弟兄们,
so brothers and sisters.
因为我们不再做罪人,
no, on the one hand, we're no longer
sinners.
On the other hand, our life has grown up.
你看,
so is it this our whole life?
如果我们讲的一人一生不是就差一生吗?
Is it this his whole life?
你能够把这些东西拿掉吗?
Can you remove these things?
你能够把这些东西取消掉吗?
Can you eliminate them?
如果你把它取消, 你就把福音整个完全取消掉。
You eliminate them, you eliminate the gospel.
所以明白吗?
So this is the epistle of Paul.
给了,
who was it given to? Was it given to the church in Rome?
最早保罗写罗马书信,
so when Paul wrote the book, the epistle
to
Rome, so the Roman church was very small, in meeting in five places. So the main point was that the home of Priscilla and Aquila. So we want to ask, so what kind of influence did it have for them?
慢慢地发现六年过去了,
after 6 years, after 7 years,
果然在他们身上产生很大的影响,
so that it created great influence in them.
弟兄们,
we have to use the Roman church as an example. Let's not comfort ourselves. If a church is normal, it should grow. There should be a fruit and a result. At Roman church, after 6 or 7 years, there was a result. No matter where we meet, we said we've been meeting for so many years.
好了,
so there is a standard. So the standard is a standard in the church of Rome.
如果六年七,
after 6 or 7 years,
结果罗马教会是个怎样的教会?
So whatever, what kind of church is it?
你就知道我们今天的光景正常还是不正常。
You know whether we're in a normal state or not today.
明白吗?
You understand that, brother?
所以非常清楚,
it's very clear.
到底保罗讲因信称义、因信成圣或者因信得荣耀,
Paul talks about justification by faith, sanctification by faith, glorification.
这个亮光够亮不亮?
Is that light bright enough?
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
现在有一个很大的证据,
so there is a great proof.
到了64年,
in 64, Rome had a great fire. So everybody thought Nero probably burned it down. So Nero needed someone to as a sacrificial lamb. If they admitted this, so if they had no influence, the church in Rome, why did he have the Christians be the sacrificial
lamb?
It proves that their life is too good. Not only do they have a position before God, so they had a holy life before mankind, so they could see the beauty of Christ. Every Roman should feel ashamed. If they are holy people, then they must be sinners. They are the light of the world. This light is too bright. So if they commit sin, they have to commit in darkness. So you either surrender to the gospel, they also become righteous
ones.
So they can continue in their life of sin. Do you see that? They rather choose darkness. When they heard that the emperor said they
did,
we're going to send them to the sky.
你知道吗? 如果皇帝光这么说,
if the emperor only said that,
如果大家不赞成,
if no one agreed, then there's no use.
所以你就知道说,
you know that. So the Roman church had such an
influence. If people
didn't know where they met,
they have
no influence on their neighbors.
I want
to
ask,
when the great fire in Rome
happened, so it's
the Christians cannot have to be the sacrificial. This is the truth,
brother.
Romans in 57-58, so during the great fire in
64,
after 6 or 7 years,
弟兄们,
brothers and sisters,
刚刚接到那封信,
so they just received that letter.
他们接受那封信,
they received that letter.
他们因信称义,
so they were justified by faith.
因信成圣,
they were sanctified by faith.
也因信得荣耀,
and also glorified by faith.
他们真的活出 罗马书所说的。
They truly lived out what was wrote in the Book of Romans.
罗马书跟加拉太书不是做学问。
Romans and Galatians are not just theoretical.
我知道今天在一般神学院里面，这两卷书一定是要读的。
So in ordinary seminaries, Romans and Galatians are must study.
但这两本书你读了要你的命。
But these two books, it will require your life.
那些基督徒为主寻道，就是因为读了这两本的书。